ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Mor continues with the Brice of Rebbe, Bialdusa, Mizaknusai. That we're talking about Avodah Zarah, that is Shutfis, that's owned by Shutfis between Yisrael and a guy. Mor says, Ika de Masni la Seifa, Yisrael, Lein Mavakla, Vaid Zichavim, Shalai Vichavim, Pshita, Omer Hill, Brei, Dera Valas, in Yitzchak Hashiyesh, Ba Shutfis. Kamash Mulon, Yisrael, Hud, Lein Mavakla, Dai Vichavim, Lein Vichavim, Den Afshe Mavakla. Mor says, the Chiddush is the other way, that the Goy can be Mavakla his Chalik. You don't say, Zuk Rashi, Lein Amina, Ki Heichi, the Chalkish, Yisrael, Lein Bot, the Chalkish, Lein Vichavim, Nami, Lein Bot. You don't say, just like the Chalik, Yisrael cannot become Botel, the chelik of Yichavim cannot become bottle either. The Rishonim have a kasha here. The Ramban asks a kasha. So what does it help for a guy to be mevatel his chelik? The chalakim are mixed. It's a shutfus here. How do we know which part of the Yisraels, the guys that the bittel is chalim, that he can be nene from? Bittel the nafshi mayim hani le'a misra mishum chalik ish Yisrael. In toime yachloiku v'yachelke muta, elamai, you tell me it means they'll make a chaluk on the shutfus. And the guy's chelik will be mutter, Zakhtar Rambana Kaimlam Dirai Seim Breira. It's Eim Breira, so you don't know that when they made a chalukah, that each one got his part. The guy's part, which was bottle, might have, when you make a chalukah, they would trade off with each other, and part of it ends up by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael's part ends up partly by the guy. The whole Eim Breira. Elamai Zakhtar Rambana Taim Yachleiku B'Dameha, maybe means you sell it off, and you make a chalukah on the domim, and you say each one is getting the domim, which comes for his part, which is comes for his chelik. So the Rambam came to lay bittel nami shal nochri mutter. It may have been zor biad goyin enu mutarim. This was aichel kamon. The Gemara in the Samach Talad says that if a goy sells his avay dezora, the domim is mutter. So it's not teifas domov. The domim is mutter. So what do we need bittel here for? You would have bittel if you sell it. The goy's percent of the money is mutter anyways. Dr. Rambam a teretz. Peshivu, he says they answered, and Ritva stays with his teretz, that it's talking about, after the guy was mevatel his chelik, he went and gave it to a different Yisrael, he gave a different Yisrael his chelik of the shutfus. A different Yisrael took over his chelik of the shutfus. So that other Yisrael that got it could go ahead and sell it. He could sell his chelik, because that chelik is already bottle, it's not a vaydezara. So since he could sell that chelik, the domim that he'll get from selling it will be mutter. It means the Ramban said it's not an eitzah to say that they're going to sell it and get the domim, because the domim is anyways mutter. The dmei avei dezora biad goy is anyways mutter. Teretz says the nafkamin is if a yid takes over the goy's chelik, so if it's not bottle, the yid cannot go and sell it because he's being nene from avei dezora. But now that the goy's chelik is bottle, the yid that gets the goy's chelik is allowed to go and sell it. The Ramban says einei nochin. Says it's not a good pshat. Ritva stays with this pshat. You have to know why the Ramban doesn't like this pshat. The Ramban says a different text. We're talking about each one had a specific chelik mesuyim in the Avodah Zarah. This one had the hand, this one had the regal. So everybody knew exactly where is their part. So the guy's part is mutter and all hanois. Ritva brings the Rashba asked on that. Rashba asks on this pshat of the Ramban, that so what did the Gemara gain? The Gemara started off mitchila, the Gemara asked the kasha pshita that the guy can be vatal as chelik. The pshita that the guy can be vatal as avay dezara. The Gemara's whole teretz was as a shutfis, so we would think that maybe the Yisrael's, just like the Yisrael's chelik is not bottle, the guy's chelik is not bottle. But if you're telling me that it's not a shutfis that's really mixed together, each one has his own mesuyim dike chelik. So then the Gemara's back to the first kasha effect, the Rashba came pshita, it's vayta pshita. So ain't can shutfis goma. Hodrin lebayit the Gemara, the Maika Mashmalon. What did the Gemara gain by saying the Shutfis? It's right there. Each one has his own miyuchad the kechelik. What's the havamina that a goy cannot be mevatel his chelik? Taisus Rid has a different parts to this kasha that's negeya for mashamshim. That if the goy has mashamshim and the yid has mashamshim, each one has mashamshim mitzad his chelik of the Avodah Zarah. So if the goy's chelik is bottle, is over the Zohar Shabbat, the Batal Masham Shah, it says in the Mishnah. So the Mishamshim that the guy has to serve the Avodah Zarah, it's at his chelik, become mutter when his chelik is batal. And the Yisrael's Mishamshim are going to stay aser because the Rebbe Sham Shuma Beit Zosh Yisrael, which wasn't bottles, that's the Nafkamina, that the guy's bittle was chal. Look to Mishnah. Ketzer Mevatl. How you Mevatl Beit Zorah, Kot Rosh Oizn, Rosh Choyt, Rosh Etzbo, Pich Safish, Lechisra Bittle. Rokak Fane, Hishtim Fane, Gora, Zorah, Kwas, Atzai, Reizu, Einim Tehil. Mishnah says if he's Mevazit, he's Rokak Fane, Hishtim Fane, all these things, it's not bottle. The Gemara says, because the Gemara brings a pasuk, Minan Emilia, Machiskid, Amakrob, Oyeki, Yirev, Iskatsev, Nikol, Bamalki, Belhov, Uponel, Mailuk, Subasheva, Eretz Yabit. Even though the guy gets angry at his Avid Zoro, and at that, for that minute, he'll turn to Hashem, and he'll be Mavaza as his Avid Zoro, but that doesn't mean he's going away from it, he'll still go back to it, well, Eretz Yabit. So Mela, even if he goes in Zrakuk for now, it's just a castle for sure. Nirtva speaks out, that the Gemara before on Daf Memdalar and Membeis, the Gemara was talking over there in the Sugya about the Merchas that they had in front of the Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara says Zuei Medes Al Biv Chalada Mashtina Befaneh, that he told the Tshuva to Philuspis that it's not Osir because everybody's acts with Bazayin in front of it Mashtina Befaneh, they're not Noig Baminig Al Hus. The Gemara asked over there, I from our Mishnah, but Tanan Rock from there, Hishtum from there, Gira of Zog, but Tzoy Reis Vein of Tehla. So the Gemara says, you see that these things don't make a difference. If it's Rock from there, Hishtum from there. So the Gemara, no, but there's a difference. Hasan of Yishaitu Rasa Lev Hodam Fais. La Hacha Kol Shaitu Vishaitu was a Zula Kaima. Our Mishnah is only when he did a Lefisha. So it was a temporary thing. But over there, that was a permanent setup. Everybody's Mashtinu Lefanel. So therefore, it's not considered a Avodah Zarah. The boss says the chayr comes out from that Gemara and Mamdalid that our Mishnah is only talking about when he did a Lefisha. But if he does this betmidus on a regular basis, then there is a bittul in the Avodah Zarah. The Meiri brings like that b'shem a yesh mefarshim. The Meiri says that he could be mechalik. When li nira, apraditi shaynish mitchilasa asu lakach. He says over there it was nasa mitchila lakach. So what's not chal in the pechlal Hashem avayd zora shal kovet? But shenken over here, zusha neved bekovet lechol Hashem avayd zora. It's not nizbat lo bekach. He says even if the guy does it betmidus, maybe his cast is nimshach. But the more over there, it doesn't just mean tmidus. The more means it's meant for that. It's meant to do it in that way. Avayd says over there, everybody does it that way. Over here it could be just this yachid has a cast. So meila, even if it's done on a regular basis, you still have the Mishnah's din. Mishnah continues, Machre Mishkino, Rabbi Amibitel, Chamim, Leibitel. Machlekes Rabbi and the Chamim. If the guy goes and makes a Mechira on his Avodah Zarah, if that's called a Bittel. Gemara says, Zir Yom Rabbeich, Nam Yirmei, Varabba, Marab, Chada Machlekes, Betzeir, Vivichavim, Betzeir, Vissol, De Rakel Bittel. Chada, Betzeir, Vissol, Machlekes. Shail and the Gemara, what the Rabbi and Rabbi and Rabban are talking about? They're talking about they were sold to Yisrael or were sold to a guy. The Gemara's lashon is tzayrif avikchavim, a tzayrif, a smith who breaks down the metal. So Rashi says, "Stam loikchei matches tzar from him." Why does the Gemara say tzayrif? Because that's the normal case. Usually, loikchei matches a tzar from him. So the Rishonim are dying from Rashi. The Rashi held that tzayrif is lav dafka. And we're not saying that it's a bittul only because he sold it to a tzayrif, who's somebody that's going to grind it down to metal. It's a bit of a matter who you sell it to. The Gemara just discusses tzayrif because that's the usual case. That's who's buying metal. Other Rishonim Achaylik, the Ravid, the Rishonim bring. Rishonim bring the Ravid, and the Rambam is mefurish like that. That the whole bittel here is only when you sold it to a tzayrif. Since you sold it to a tzayrif, it's someone that's meant to use it as metal, to break it down for metal. So that's why it's a bittel. But if he went and sold it to a regular person, that's pashut that mechira is not a bittel. Ramban is mechiach, says mustaba like this pshat, and he's mechiach like that from the Gemara on Mabez. Gemara on Mabez talks about if a guy had his avodah zarah stolen by listen, the question if he's miyayish from it and mevatel it. The Gemara says that no, the listim. Mishum the savar yevichavim shakla miflach palachla Yisrael shakla aided the mel yikar mazmul lo levichavim palachle. The Gemara says the guy figures if the listim was yevichavim was a guy he'll serve it. He'll be miflach palachla. So Mele Rabbi Dezara will continue to be used. If Yisrael was the one that stole it, then since he knows it's valuable, he'll sell it to a guy, and that guy will continue using it. In other words, he keeps up his hope that the Rabbi Dezara will continue being used. So Mele is not mevatel it. So that's exactly the svar that the Gemara says. And I'm an Aleph, why Mechira shouldn't be a bittel? According to the Chum, Mechira shouldn't be a bittel because the guy considers it that's still going to be used. So he says, how can the Gemara and Amabay say it bestama, l'chayr should be totally in the Lashainas and Amar Aleph, that according to one Lashon and Amar Aleph, if he sells it to a Yisrael, he doesn't have any hope that the Yisrael is going to go sell it to a guy. And here the Gemara is saying with Pshitas and Amabay is that when Listim stole it, the guy is Saimich, that it will go to Yisrael, and Yisrael will realize it's valuable and sell it to a guy to be Palachla. So Dr. Ramban is Muchach from the Gemara, that the difference is, the Gemara Nambay is not talking about a Tzairif, it's talking about just Listim stole it. Shaking the Gemara Nambay Aleph is by a Tzairif. And once you're talking about a Tzairif, that's more of a reason that it should be a Bittel, because he knows that that's what's aimed for when he's selling it to the Tzairif. It's aimed to be broken down. The Ran says, according to this Shita of the Ramban and the Ravid, that it's only by Tzairif. It says, you have to tie it to the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Mochrei Mishkana. Mishnah says, Mechira is a bittel, according to Rabbi, and Mishkana. If the guy gives it for a mashkin on a loan that he has, he gives it to the Malva to take it as a mashkin, that's also called a bittel. So, Dr. Ran, if you're telling me that the whole reason why Mechira is a bittel, Mechira is not inherently a bittel, just the fact that he gave it away, Mechira is only a bittel because he gave it to a Tzairif who's meant to grind it down. So Chayrib, when he gives it for a mashkin, even if the malva happens to be a tzairif, it makes no difference. He's not meant to grind it down. He's meant to just hold it as a mashkin to ensure the payment. So it doesn't help that he's a tzairif. If the Ramban is saying the act of giving it away alone is not a bittel, the machr itself is not a bittel, so why is mishkin a bittel? Dr. Ran, according to this Ramban, you're going to have to say the mishkin and the mishnah means herina etzlai, which means that he made up with him, that if he doesn't pay by a certain time, he could keep the mashkin for himself. And that time came, and he left it there. So since Alpidin, the person could keep the mashkin now instead of the payment of his chayv. So that's like a gather of machr, like he gave it to him to keep. And therefore, if he's a tzairif, when he's giving it to him, it means he's giving it to him to grind it up into metal. That's how Ramban is going to have to learn the Mishnah of Mishkanah. Gator Ramban's Raya from the Gemara Mbeis, they list him, and the Gemara says he's not Miyayish from it. He hopes that it will still continue to be Nevad after the listim. The Ran says it could be Mechalik. It's not a Raya. That Ramban wants to bring a Raya from there, that Stavka by Tzairif, that we say that it's a Bittel, and the Gemara Mbeis talking without Tzairif. So Dr. Ran, it's not a Raya. Lime Holy Arya. He says, "Chiyam binulei miyayish heichashein ma'isav mechichim shebitla." Again, listim. He says, "By listim, there's no ma'isav mechich that he was mevatel it. It's just a question of saying that he was miyayish from it, that he let go of it because of the fact that it's lost to listim. So now we say that he has a tzad that's going to continue to be nevad." Shenkin zakte in the Mishnah, the Gemara number Aleph, Machra Mishkina, ma'isav mechichim shein noig ba minig eleha. He did a ma'isa which is mechiach, that he's not being noig in it like an avodah zarah. He's not being noig with it like an avodah zarah anymore. She'ilu ayoiv d'loye meichav levimashkin ala tzrochav. If he still ayoved it, he wouldn't go and sell it for his own purposes to make money, or levimashkin it for his own tzrochim. Kibbutz anog b'minig b'zoyin, havalei kavodah chomish anichu evdeo b'shash sholim. Koshkik shemachru li yisrael ha'kaifaba. Dr. Duran, that he cited a Mishnah's bittel, machrei mishkina, not just that he's letting go of being over it, he's letting it go into a situation that it won't be inevitable, but used for other purposes. It's more than that. It's the fact that he was noig minig b'zayin to go sell it off for his own tzrachim. That is the bittel of the Mishnah. So it comes out like the Ran. It's a different bittel than the bittel of listen. The bittel of Machar Mishkana is not just that he's finished with using it. It's a maisa b'zayin that he did with it. And all the svaros that the Gemara is saying with Yisrael, and Akum, if the Avodah Zarah is going to continue to be used by the Lekeach, by the Akum that buys it, or if the Yisrael will pass it on to a different guy to use it, that's all just different svaros in the level of how much is bezoyin, how much is ma'isa of mechiru, ma'isa of mashkin, is a ma'isa of bezoyin. When it's a more chomerdika ma'isa bezoyin, when he's selling it into a situation that it's not going to be used anymore. But the side of the Mishnah's bittul is that mochrei mishkin is a ma'isa of being mevazav, not being noigba minig eliha. As I state in Ran, that's the side of the Mishnah's bittul. Mishasev brings over here a Mordechai, that the Mordechai says that a person, a goy, can be mevatel besides for the bittles that it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a bittle if he's pirchaso, if he smashes it, or he breaks it, he deforms it, or the Mishnah says if he's machre mishkina. Mordechai says there's also such a thing as bedibur. If the goy comes with a dibur and says that he's being mevatel it, that's considered a bittle. And he learns it from the Mishnah, that even though they didn't do any ma'isa bittul to it, this alone that they went away from it and left it there, it's called a bittul because of the bittul belave, we see that they don't care for it anymore. So the Mordechai says, oh, then if a guy's mevatel, bedibur, it's considered a bittul, and it's kapaskan like that, and Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael brings the Mordechai and his matmi on it, and according to that, why is there a whole sugi here, machre, mishkina, that it makes a difference who he sold it to, what type of tzair if he sold it to, if he sold it to a yid or to a guy, what's the difference? The mechira or the being memashkinit should be like a bittul itself. It doesn't matter what the seifei of the Beit Zara, what's going to end up happening to it. Dr. Moshe is matmir right away on the Beis Yosef. What kind of kash is that? He says, if he's selling it off to a situation that it's going to continue to be nevad, so then the mechira is not a bittul. We don't see any bittul in the mechira. But the Ma'aser, the way the Ran is saying the Mechira is inherently a Ma'aser Bezoyin. The Ma'aser Bezoyin that he's selling it off, Litzrochov, and all these other things in the Gemara, Yisrael and Akum, is just levels in that Ma'aser Bezoyin, adding to the Ma'aser Bezoyin. The Mishasev is asking on the Mordechai that if any Dibur that shows a Hispaklos, that Rabbi Dezara is a Bittul, so how could Machre Mishkina be less than that? B'chol oifen, all they found that the Gemara discusses, the Machre Mishkina should be at least a Dibur. Gemara Mebeis brings the Memra, Amrav Yehuda Merav, Yisrael, Shazokaf Leveina, L'shtachav Yisla, Boi V'chav M'shtachav L'Osra. If Yisrael prepares a Leveina to be M'shtachav Etit, he shows that he wants people to be M'shtachav Etit, and a guy comes along and is M'shtachav Etit, is Osra. The guy could ask it, because since Yisrael showed that he's Nichalei, so now it becomes Avodah Zarah, so he'd even consider Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, the Gemara's Mavur, because the Yisrael wants this to be done with it. Talk to Gemara Minolan, the Asram, and Blazik at Chilash Lerit Yisrael. The Amr Achman of Ashireim Tisrafum Be'esh, you find when the Gidon came into Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Ashireim Tisrafum Be'esh, to burn the Asheris. Mechti, what type of Asheris are we talking about? Yerusha Yilam Yabisayim. We have Eretz Yisrael from the Abbas. Ain't on the Moise Dovish Ain't Shaloi. The Goyim that made the Asherah is there. They're not Bekayach to Asher. It's the Dovish Ain't Shaloi. Even Shemhanach to make Kara. Elamai is the ones from before the Abbas. Bebitu Baal Masagilu. They could just, the Goy could be Mbatl. Those are Avodah Zarah Shal Nachri. There's no reason why you have to be Tisra from Beish. You could have a Bittu from the Goy. Elos, how do you have a Bittu? How do you have a Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael here which needs Sreifa, sagt die Gemara, mit der Polch Yisrael, der Egel, Gola, der Tai, der Nichol, mit Zchom, at the time the Yisrael did the Egel, they were Megala Das, that they want people that Nichole, would have a Dezara. So Mamela, when the Goyim came and bowed down to their property in Eretz Yisrael, Chayosei Yucham, Shlichusa, Dudu Avdi, Chachanam Yisrael, Shazak Levein, is the same thing, when you see once someone is Goli Adaiti, the Nichole, in Avodah Zarah, that the person that comes along and does the Avodah Zarah is considered his shliach. So Mele gets a din of Avodah Zarah Yisrael, which doesn't have any bittul. So the Rabban asks on this Gemara, what's the Gemara's taina that eight other ways of Dovish Eina Shaloi that Yisrael belonged to Klai Yisrael? How could the Goyim answer it? We have a Gemara Vaita Naftan Dalit, even though Eina the ways of Dovish Eina Shaloi, but I they might say could. Gemara says, "Mishtachav l'beim mischaveri loy osra osra b'maisa osra." A person can't aser a dovish ein shaloi. That's without a maisa, just by being mishtachav etit. But if he doesn't maisa in the guf hadover, then the maisa that's done in the guf hadover is b'koyach to aser even a dovish ein shaloi. In fact, Ramban, maybe over here they did a maisa, and that's how they asered it. Zok the Ramban a chiddush gadol, zok the li nira, that even if they did a ma'isa titak and there's no din, but it's going to have a din of avodah zarah shel nochri. That avodah zarah that the goy could asa with a ma'isa, it's going to have a din of avodah zarah shel nochri, and mamela it's going to have bittul. It's not going to be considered avodah zarah shel yisrael, which doesn't have bittul. Since it's nesar bal korchev of the yisrael, it's nesar without taking the yisrael into cheshbon, it's just the goy goes ahead with his own ma'isa and asas it. So it's a goyish avodah zarah. It's the goyish avodah zarah. It has nothing to do with the Yisrael. It happened regardless of the Yisrael. And that the Ramban asks, that the chayra, we have halacha, even if a goy goes and is over his own avodah zarah, and then afterwards he sells it to Yisrael, once it comes into the Yisrael's reshus, it doesn't have bittul anymore. So even if the avodah itself happened as avodah zarah shall akum, but if today the avodah zarah belongs to Yisrael, the fact that in Rishus Yisrael makes already, gives it a din of Zor Shal Yisrael Shein Labitl. So even if you tell me that when it was done with a Maisa, Odom Oisa with a Maisa, that's considered of a Zor Shal Nachri, because it happened regardless of the Yisrael, it happened without taking the Yisrael into Cheshbon. Well, Maisa, safe, at the end, it belongs to Yisrael. The Maisa, it belongs to the Yisrael. The Yisrael has ownership on this Avodah Zarah of the Nach, that the Nachri was Ovid. It shouldn't be less than a vizor shol nachi that the guy was over and then sold it to Yid and shouldn't have bittul anyways because it belongs now to Yid. They fracked the Ramban. Dr. Ramban, a chiddush. Dr. Over here, kano oisa begzeila venasis shalahem le'inyan yisura. He says since it was done, bakochach of the Yisraelim, they went ahead with a mice and asked it. So it's some type of gzeila le'inyan yisura, le'inyan the sham of. If it's considered avodah zarah shel akum, avodah zarah shel yisrael, so this we look at this avodah zarah as being lenin iser b'shus the guy, and doesn't have a din of avodah zarah shel yisrael. It doesn't have bittul. So tzorach bir a little bit what the Ramban means, what type of gzeilus is nasas shalhem lenin isura. We had a similar lashon in the rishonim earlier on the Mem Beis Amud Aleph Ritva that when yisrael's magbalei. It says if Yisrael's magbia of a desire of a guy and is kainit, he can't be mevatel it anymore. Rishonim asked the chayrus tisurei anod. It's not shaykh to be zeich and tisurei anod. They said that somehow it becomes his to a certain extent. Linyan isura, it's considered his that it gets a shem of a desire of Yisrael. Upon that, the Ramban answers that if they would do it with a ma'isa, if the guy were over with a ma'isa, then it would be considered a desire shal nachri b'negei a bittel. So Meila Rigmor would still have the kasha of a bittul baal misagila. Inami zokter Ramban nochateretz that this whole din that of a dezora shel akum that comes to the hand of a Yisrael later after the guy was over it already doesn't have bittul. That's a darbon and the ikedin the iked kraw that says that of a dezora shel Yisrael has no bittul means of a dezora that a Yisrael was over it, but of a dezora that the guy was over it and it came later. To Yisrael, that only Oster Misham Gzeira, it's only Oster Midrabanan. So Meil, the Ramban could go back to his Teretz, that even if they did it like they Maisa, that Maisa is considered Avodah Zarah Shel Nachri, because the Oved, the Maisa Avoida, had nothing to do with the Yisrael, and the fact that the Yisrael owns it at the end, it doesn't have any effect with their Isa. We're talking here in the Psukim, with their Isa, the Yisrael owning it itself, is not Goyim that shouldn't have bittul, as long as the Avodah Zarah was only nevad by a guy. This is a sheet of many Rishonim, that this din of a Yisrael owning it, when the guy was over it, is only with Rabbanan that it has a din of Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael for Eile Bittul. The Torah brings it down, Mesham the Yireyim, and the Torah says, Mehai Taima, we're Mekel on the Meshamshim, if you have Meshamshim Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah, that a guy was over and he had Meshamshim that he was Meshamish with, and then he sold those Meshamshim to Yisrael, Dr. Yurei, and those will have Bittul, because this Gzeri Darabonon was only Namar on the Avodah Zarah itself. But the Meshamshim won't have this Gzeri Darabonon, and male they could be bottled even after they come Liad Yisrael. Yosef says the Rishonim, by us, the Ravid, and Ramban, and Amashra that way, but Hakaponim, that's the Shita from the Torah B'Shem the Yureim, that Meshamshim will make, and because of this, Yisoid, that it's only the Rabbanon, which they say that a lot of Rishonim bring. The Ramban brings another teretz from the Ravid, that kol dovash o rabim afilo osa b'maisa ein anesa. The Ravid says that dovash o rabim, even though we have a klal that Adam Oisa Dabe She'ein Shaloi, if he does it like the Maisa, a person could ask for Dabe She'ein Shaloi, but a Dabe Shal Rabim not, it brings the Gemara later on in Tess, the Gemara says if a person goes in his Oivid, Mayim Shal Rabim, a flowing river which is Shayach to the Rabim, the water is Shayach to the Rabim, and he picks up some in his hand, it's not Nesar. Dr. Ramban, Dr. Raivid, the pshat is, because a person is not Bekoyach, to Aser Dabe Shal Rabim, even though he did a Maisa. He did over there, he did a Maisa, he picked some up in his hand. The Mar is making it, he picked some up in his hand, because the Mar has a problem, it should be Mechubber. And Mechubber is anyways not Nesar. So Mar says he picked some up in his hand. So Melech Talosh, Dr. Raivid, once he picked some up in his hand, he did a Maisa. So you see, even like a day Maisa, a person cannot Aser a Dabe Shal Rabim. The Gedder, and what the Raivid is saying, it's like the Chayinim HaMazbir, the din of Eiron of Oysa, Dabash Eina Shaloi, is different than other things where you need Bailas, like to be Magdish, you can't be Magdish of Dabash Eina Shaloi, you can't do Hakno, Kinyan of Dabash Eina Shaloi. That's because it's beside a Koyach Bailam, that you need a Koyach Bailam to be Magdish or to be Makne. But Eiron of Oysa, Dabash Eina Shaloi, it's not that way. We'll see soon the raid from the Einig Yontif, but it's not that way. Just like you find that Aide Maisa, you could ask the Dabash Eina Shaloi. There are sometimes you could ask a Dabash Eina Shaloi. What does it help if it's a Maisa, if you need a Kayach Bailam to do it? You see that to be Oyser is not, doesn't need the same, it's not really a Maisa that needs a Kayach Bailam. It's just a Loch, Eina Baisa Dabash Eina Shaloi, that a person can ask a Dabash Eina Shaloi. So in Ravid saying that in a Dabash or Rabim, there's even a greater din that a person is Lav Kol Kamine to ask her up an Inyan of a Rabim. To ask up an Indian of a Rabbim is harder, and a Mele, even a Aidea Maisa, he still cannot ask her up a Dabash or Rabbim. Rabban is Chaylik on the Ravid. The Rabban says that Maisa that the Ravid is bringing from the Gemara says he picked it up in his hand. That's not a Maisa Bechlal, but again, what we're talking about. The Gemara is just talking to make it Talish. But what we're saying that Adam Oysa Dabash Enish Eloi with a Maisa, there has to be a Maisa of being Oivid, a Maisa of Oysa, that the Maisa is a Maisa that adds to the Issa, that enhances the Issa. Is that Maisa of picking up the water in his hand is not a Maisa of being over the water. So that doesn't, that Gemara is not a case of being Oysa, Aide Maisa. Eine Maisa, Shleilo Oiv Dabakach Tolshon. He's being Mishtachavitit. That's how he's being over with the Shtachavot. That has nothing to do with lifting up the water in his hand. So it's not called he's being Oysa, Aide Maisa. Kveig brings over here Mayer Dikakasha. More earlier on the Memches, we had more Dan's Mechubber is not Nesar. If someone's Mishtachavet to Mechubber, it's not Nesar. So what's the case of Asherah in the Pasuk that the Torah asks as Asherah? So Gemara says, Mechoikos Abonon on Rabbi Yossi, Gemara says it's talking about Asherah Shanotim Mitchila Lekach, who was planted originally in order to be in Avodah Zarah. So since it had a Tfisis Yad Adam, something that was done through a person, the planting, it was done through a person. So a Mela doesn't have a din, the Mechubber is not Nessa. So Kvega brings a kasha, the Lechair over here, we're talking about Asherah and Tisrafum Be'esh. And the Gemara is saying that how did they have Bekayach to Aseret? Ein on the voice of Dovish Ein Shaloi. The Gemara is saying was at the time that Yisrael did the Eagle, they were Goli Daited and Ichle Bavaydis Kechavim. At that time, the Goyim were doing a Shlichus of the Yisrael. And the Gemara says at the end, that was only at the time of Egel, but afterwards Rashi says they were Chazru B'Tshuva. Only Bahadi Egel Nisru. Mikan Ve'elach, the Gemara says they were Chazru B'Tshuva. So then they didn't have that situation anymore. So it was only at that time of Egel. So Kveg brings the Kasha. How could it be? How many Asherahs could have they planted during that short period of time that they should have been not in Mitchil Lekach? The regular trees that were already standing, it doesn't help that they should be Mishtachavet to them at that time. Because you can't be Eisra Mechubber. It's only a tree that they went ahead and planted during that period that the Yidden were Nichalei and the Eagle. So, what Atush would be Chayshish just for those Asherahs, they were in that short period that were planted during that time. So Kvega says a Chiddush Gadol. Kvega says that since these trees, they were planted Mitchila to be Eivir Avodah Zarah, even before they were, before the Yidden were Nichalei, before the Egel. Just the problem is, the Gemara says that the ones of Meikara, the trees from Meikara, that they should have Bittul. it's avodah zarah shel akum. It has bittul. That was the most kasha. Why does it have to be tisur from beish? The only way you can make it avodah zarah shel Yisrael is when the Yisrael did the egel on nichalu. So zaktu kivega, since they were nati l'shem avodah zarah, they were nati mitchila for avodah zarah. Even though at that point it was avodah zarah shel akum, which had bittul. But later on, when the Yisrael goes and is mishtachavetet, or shliach of the Yisrael, someone that the Yisrael's nichalei, goes and is mishtachavetet, so now it becomes an avodah zarah shel Yisrael, which is ein lebittel. And there's no taina that you're making now an avodah zarah b'mechubra. Because it wasn't avodah zarah already. It was avodah zarah mishas netiya, mishas that had the tvisis yad adam, mitchila was avodah zarah. Just was avodah zarah shel akum. And now you're being moisif with the shtachavah of Yisrael, or with the shliach of Yisrael, that is nichalei, that it should become avodah zarah shel Yisrael. But it could still use the maila that the netiya mitchila was the shem avodah zarah, that it could get a shem avodah zarah. It's not called asring mechuber. So Dr. Kvegev, from minoilad mizadim chadash, v'ilad shenote hanochil avodah zarah, will come out a new din if a guy plants a tree for avodah zarah. So it has a din of avodah zarah shel nochi, which is yesh labittel. But it's chal avodah zarah because it's not mechuber because it was not the mitchila l'kach. And then achikach hashtachav al Yisrael, and then Yisrael comes along with das nachri and his mishtachav etet. Now it's going to become ein lebittel. Now it's going to be added to the din a chaymer of avodah zarah shel Yisrael ein lebittel because mitchilas netiyasei heil avodah zarah is no problem of ashring a mechuber because the ma'aseh mitchilas netiyasei was for avodah zarah. K'shav de achikach Yisrael dain lepakev leshem avodah zarah. Tzorchin, Kvega says it's Tzorchin, if this is the Allah, if this has the mile of not the Mitchil Lekach, Benengeya being the Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, which it became later. Another Yisoid, Kvega brings out over here, it's in Truvas Chel Gimel, Samach Gimel, that the Gemara says that there was Shlechusa, the Yisrael Ka'avdi, about the Yisrael's Nikoli Daiti the Nichalei, Chiyosa, Evichovim Polach, Shlechusa, the Dei Ka'avdi. Kvega says Avada doesn't mean, we're not talking here a parasha of Shlichus. First of all, we hold Ein Shlichus La'akum. We hold Ein Shlichus La'akum. Others ask Ein Shlich of Varveira. There's no Shlichus, we're not talking about Shlichus here. So to Kvega, Ika Svaru to hold the Nichilei Yisrael, Ein Rishus Yisrael, Ma'keves Ala'akum La'isri. The din of Ein Adam Oisri, Dovish Ein Shaloh, is only when the Rishus Abaylam is Ma'akiv on him from being Oisrit. As long as the Bailam is Nichalei, Shlichusa Kovid means that his Rishus is not being Ma'akav on him from being Oisrit. Mamela, there's no din of Ein Oisrit of Ashein Shaloi, the Bailam is Nichalei, he could be Oisrit. The Hainu, like the Imrevina, speaks Barichas and Shchita, Semin Yud Beis, and the Ein Gyantiv. The Ein Gyantiv talks also in the Tshuva, Semin Pei Beis, that like we spoke, is different than other dinim that need bailus. It's not something that be'etzem needs bailus to be oiser the dover. The shtachavah is oiser. It's not like hegdish or akno. The shtachavah itself is oiser. The being over there itself is oiser. It's just a halacha, like Kvega says, the shus bailam could be ma'akev, that somebody else can't do something to his thing. If he's nichalei, then his shus is not being ma'akev anymore and he could do it. But they don't need a koyach shlichus to make them have the koyach of Bailam to be able to do it. So Bail was enough, even though Akam is lav bar shlichus, that's enough that a person can be oisir davashen shaloi. The Rigyantiv there is donning barichus. If a person, ain't of oisir davashen shaloi, could a person asr a davashal hefker? Is that nichl on the din of ain't of oisir davashen shaloi, or it's only that he can't asr a davashal chaveire? What about a davar shel hefker? Because you have this svar, you don't inherently need bailus to be oiser. So maybe davar shel hefker is no problem of ein on the oiser davar shein shaloi. So the Mibina, in that simon and shchita simon yud beis, he says from this gemara is a raya that a person could be oiser a davar shel hefker because lemaisa a guy doesn't have shlichus, ein shlichus la'ako and ein shlichus la'dvar veira. So what? All we did is with the nichusa, just with masalik. The ikuv of the bailam, that the bailam is not being ma'akiv, but it's not any better than hefker. If you see from this gemara that it could work when the bailam is nichalei, then who adin is mavur that a person could be oiser davar shel hefker. Another yisoid that Kvega points out over here is that we have the smack that the b'seisa brings down in the Torah b'shem the Yireyan, that we said that the din of avodah zarah, that a guy was Ovid and then came to Rishus of Yisrael, which is Ein Lebitul, is only Darabonon. And the Reis, the whole halacha of Avodah Zarah Yisrael, Ein Lebitul, means Avodah Zarah, that Yisrael did the Avodah, that he was Ovid. So L'chayra, you would think, according to that smack, if you have a guy that the Yisrael allows him to be Meshtachavet to his Avodah Zarah, that should also be Darabonon. It's only that it's an Avodah Zarah, which was Nevad, which belongs, which is Rishus of Yisrael. But it wasn't, the Avodah wasn't done by Yisrael. So to Kivege, from this Gemara, we see not that way. The Gemara over here is being Mekim, the Psukim, by Avodah Zarah, that it was Nichlei to Yisrael, for the guy to be Ovid. So obviously, Zaktu Kivege, that's their Raisa, even according to the Smak. The fact that the Yisrael allowed the guy to be Ovid it, that's already called Avodah Yisrael. That's called Avodah Yisrael, even though Yisrael himself is not Chayiv for it, it's not his Maisa Avodah. But it's more than just having Rishus Yisrael ownership on Avodah Zarah that a guy did. This is Avodah that was done mitzad the Yisrael, was done b'shlichus with the nechusa of the Yisrael. That's called an Avodah Zarah that was nevad mitam the Yisrael. And even according to the smak, Zaktu Kivegu, we see from this Gemara Chiddush, even according to the smak, that goes into Avodah Zarah that has Avodah which is shayach to Yisrael, which is awesome in the Raisa. Look, the Mishnah of Avodas Kechavim Shenichu Avdeo B'shas Sholei Muteres B'shas Melchama Asura. Avodas Kechavim, that the Goyim left it, they left Avodas Zara, they stopped serving it, they went away. And B'shas Sholem Muteres B'shas Melchama Asura. If it was B'shas Sholem, Rashi says Hoyel V'yotzu L'das L'Netlua Yimoyim B'tlua. They left the area and they didn't take it with them, they left it behind. So that's a bitl, B'tlua, Zok Rashi. That's a simon that they were mevatel it. B'shas Mochama, Asura, if it's B'shas Mochama, so they were oinus, they had to leave, then it's Asura. Zok to Ritva, Ritva Sakasha, that why is this called a bittel? We had before by Listim and by Mochra, that the Gemara says that the guy is Seimich, that maybe the next guy will serve it, or the Yisrael will pass it on to the next guy. So even if they themselves went away, but maybe they're still hopeful that it will be used by somebody else that's here. So that should be a bittel in it. So no, that's over there. It's talking about when it was taken away from him, Bal Korcha, to list him, or even Mechira, he had to sell it for whatever reason, he had to sell it. But he had something that made him give it up. Mashenkit over here is why weren't they chayshers to take it along with them? When they left, they should have been chayshers, like Rashi says, it's a simon that Zilabei, that he's not interested in anymore. The whole thing is zila to him, and Mamela, he was mevatelet. So he's up to Ritva. And Mihai Taimer, Ritva says in the Gemara before the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses the Goyim and Yisrael, that the Gemara says the Avodah Zarah that was there from Meikar from before, they should be bittel. What does that mean? They should be bittel. Rashi says over there, Lechvinu loiv dekchav levitlinu. Let us force the Goyim and Yisrael, that they should be mevatlet, because bittel works even Baal Korchai. So, Dr. 12, why did Rashi need that? L'chfinu le'vichav le'glinu. Why did Rashi just say that it's in Nichu Evdeh, when the Yidim were Kavish Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim left it behind, it's in Nichu Evdeh. So, Dr. 12, no, you don't say that. Even though he says you can't dafka apply the din of Shas Mochama, because the Gemara says before that the site of Shas Mochama is only because Asidim Lachzer, because they plan on coming back. But if it's a Muhammad, they don't plan on coming back, so then also the Miyayish from it and the Mevatalit. So why does Rashi need? There should be Kay for the guy to be Mevatalit. So the Ritva, no, like the Meber Hachil, but with Zor Klusha. This whole Svara that the Goyim left it behind is only if it's Tolish and they could have taken it with them. From the fact that they didn't take it with them, it shows a Zilabay. But if you have an Asherah, you have a Vizoros that are Mechubar, like we're talking about with the Asherah and Tisrafun Beish, then you don't have this whole Yisayd of an Ichu Avdeh. The whole Bittl of an Ichu Avdeh is Midulay Shakulah, because they didn't take it along with them. That shows a Bittl, like Rashi says. Mordechai, we mentioned earlier, in the beginning of the Perek, learns from this Mishnah, that Bittl doesn't have to be with a Maisa. He says even a Bittl B'dibur is a good Bittl, just like you see of Yitzchav and Ichu Avdeh. And he says all this that we, the Gemara says in Amar Alef, the Mishnah says in Amar Alef, Ketzah Mevatel, that he has to be Pichasol, he has to be chop off a part of it. He says that's only negeya when it's a bitl ba'inus, when he's being mevatel ba'inus. But when he's being mevatel perotzin, then he doesn't have to do anything. The Mishnah can't say a shir what he has to do. He doesn't have to do anything. Beliboy or ba'mira is enough. Even beliboy is enough. Because that's, you see now Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like a bitl b'leiv. That's enough. It's only when it's a oinus, then that's not enough. Like the goin shtals tzu in Shulchan Aruch, b'shas mocham ha'asura, is because that's the same idea of oinus, that you don't see the bitl. B'chayr tzarachim from the Gemara before, the Gemara says shas mocham is a different part, not because of oinus. Shas mocham is because there are sidim lachzer. If it's such a mocham, there ain't a sidim lachzer, then there's no heter shas mocham. Upon him, that's the Mordechai takes out of this Mishnah. Chazainish and Simon Samach Aleph says that it can't be that that's a pashat the din bittel. So the vada that's not considered a bittel, just an amira ba'alma is a vada not considered a bittel. He says the Mishnah means something else. It doesn't mean a din of bittel. The Mishnah means avodah zarah that's not being used anymore. That's out of use. That the oivdim stop being oivered it. Is this battle from its Torah of Avodah Zarah? It loses its Torah of Avodah Zarah that's out of service. It doesn't have anybody using it anymore. It lost its Torah of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Mishnah means. And Ichu B'Shas Sholim means that they let off from being over it. They stopped being over it. So then it's not considered Avodah Zarah anymore. Same thing he says, that's the side of Yish Bailim. They have in the Gemara earlier that when the guy is Miyayish from it, he lost it by and then he's Miyayish from it. So since he's miyayish from it, there's no oivet, doesn't have any oivet anymore, in the mela, it's mutter. Dr. Chazanish, according to his avona, it should come out that hinichu oivdeha has to be dafka oivdeha, has to be only those ones that were serving it were hinichu. I mean, even though bittul works, the Gemara says even bittul works, a guy that doesn't serve this avodah zarah, he serves a different avodah zarah. He could also be mevatel it. A guy can be mevatel avodah zarah shel chaver, even a different avodah zarah that he has no shaychus to. But this din of nichu avdeha, zakt chaznish, is dafka avdeha. The avdim of this thing, leave it, so then it's bottle, it's avodah. And the oid, he says, has to be rave avdeha, stop the rave, or all of the avdeha, stop being avid. It's not enough just that some of them went away from it. It has to be that they all stop being over it, so Mela, it loses its Torah Avodah Zarah. Mela, it's a different gather, than a Maisa Bittul. Mela, the Chaznish has to be Matchik very stark to say Pshat in the Mordechai. So where is the Mordechai taking out of this Mishnah that there's such a thing as a Bittul Ba'amira? He says the Mordechai can't mean Kepshutai, that any Amira is a Bittul. Mishnah continues, b'misoyis shamalachem areil mutorais, nishamamidinais b'shoah shamalachem oivim. B'misoyis shamalachem, Rashi says, is avni gozes that a masukin b'derech that the melech is going to be oivir, and they put there an avodah zarah, when the melech is oivir, they put an avodah zarah, and the melech is mishtachav at it. So the klal is always the stand, the moisha of the bimus of avodah zarah, is always considered misham shei avodah zarah, and it's nesar b'ano, it's considered misham shei avodah zarah. Ashenkin over here, the Mishnah says a time because they only put it there when the Malachim are Oivim. So Mara asks, what does that do? Why is that a reason to be matir it? Because they put it Malachim Oivim. That a lot of times they put it there expecting the king to go through that derech. And the Melech instead goes a different derech. He doesn't even pass by there. So therefore what? So therefore it's not Nessa. What's the Yisayda Dvar? Rashi says, Mahalchem der Cherz ain't choshen lehem. Hukuch lav mesham shevet is kechovim chashivi. Rashi says it's a svara that since they go by derech Cherz, it's not considered mesham shevet is kechovim. So if the Maz, what does that mean? Therefore it's not considered mesham shevet is kechovim. Taisva says, Hukuchem derech Cherz, that the Kaimrim that made it lo yasam vizchavim al tzerich hamalachim kasheroyim shein hamalachim chayshim hem gam heim mevat lamaisim. Places the Kaimrim only set up this avodah zarah there lefi shah, and when they see that the malachim are not going that way and are not caring for it, so they go and then mevatel it. So the Ritva is medayik that Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos. So Rashi says a svara hilchah lav meshamshe v'dischav mechashivi. He says v'yofa pirish. He says Rashi didn't like Tosfos pshat because according to Tosfos, it should come out. It's only mutter after the Malachim went and took a different direction and didn't pass by it. So then the Kaimrim go and they mevatel it. They saw that the Melech wasn't chayishes for it. They mevatel it. But it should come out before the Melech goes the other direction. At that point, it should be aser where they first put it there. He says the Mishnah's mashma that it's mutter miyad. It doesn't say it's only mutter after the Melech passed by. So Melech Zokter Rashi said a different shot. Rashi's saying that it doesn't have a chashivus. It's considered like derech arai. So it's considered like derech arai. So we have the Mishnah earlier on that Mem Zayin and Mem Beis. The Mishnah says Sholosh Avonim Heim. There's three types of Avonim that you put the Avodah Zarah on. And the third one, the Mishnah says, is Hemed Alev Vitzchavim Vesilka Harezum Uteris. Actually, says with the Hemed Alev Vitzchavim Fishah. If he temporarily put on it an Avodah Zarah, it's not there. It's not a permanent situation. He just stuck it on there temporarily. Lo Hiktas Evan Labimus. He wasn't Mekatzit via Bimus Vesilka Harezum Uteris Vein Tzricha Bittel. He doesn't get a Teris Meshamshim Mechlal. It's mutter because it was only put on the derech arai. It's only b'shas is on there. It's mavur over there. That's aser midrabanan. Ritva says by us that's maris ayin. He brings from Yishalmi. B'shas is on there. While during the time it's on there, it's aser midrabanan. But it doesn't really get a teiras misham she'avidazar since it was only put on a lefisha. It wasn't put on a pekfias. We weren't mekatzah for that. So Zakter Ritva Rashi held us the same thing over here. Since the malachim. Malachim go a different direction, so it comes out this whole bimus is only a tashmish arai. It doesn't have a kviyas to it. It's not a kavuadika tashmish. In Mimela, it doesn't get a chashivas of misham shev v'dezor v'chal. That's what Rashi means. It doesn't get a chashivas of misham shev v'dezor v'chal. On Mimela, it's not nesa. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a machlokes about a bimus, one that he stands that's meant to put the v'dezor on it. Rabbi Shmuel say bimus shenifkam aser. That's not called a bittel, the bimus. They don't stop using it because it has a pagam. And if Yechon Rishlokesh Damit Tavai bimus shenifka mutter, if it has any pagam, it's mutter. The Gemara later says Mizbeach is different. Tanya Kavos to Yechon Rishlokesh bimus shenifka mutter. Mizbeach shenifka also actually not tetzrubay. Mizbeach does not become mutter with a pagima. It has to be broken down, smashed down. Rubay, and the Gemara goes on and explains what's the difference between Bimus and Mizbeach. Meiri is very much Miskasha. Why should it be a small pagam? Should make the whole thing mutter? How can you say it's bottle? Something that's not even noticeable. Not a reason that they should turn away from this Bimus. Meiri says it must be Mitaychi Basam Abedazor, Naisim Levale, Ma'ainim Bimus Shalah. Or maybe he says we're talking about a pagam, which is Mamakim Hanira La'ayin. Then he brings the Sefta is mashma, not like that. The Sefta is mashma the chilik between Bimus and Mizbeach. The Bimus also, the Pagam can't just be any Pagam, it has to be Nifkam Rubai. The difference is only that a Mizbeach has to be Nit Yonotzit Rubai. It has to be broken down. Sheinke my Bimus, it could just be a Pagam in Rubai. Pagam in Rubai. The Meiri himself is Niskasha. He asks on it that we had a Sugis before. If Oivdin Lishvarim, Avedazorah Shanashtabra, Meila Asura, there could be they still hang on to Avedazorah, even when it's Nishtabra, even after it's broken. So, Meila El Gemara Bimus, maybe it's not Avedazorah itself, maybe it's Mishamshe Avedazorah, maybe Mishamshe Avedazorah is different. There's a Suffolk in the Rishainim, maybe the Din of Nishtabra, Meila, is only by Avedazorah itself. But he brings over here, Gedalia Mepharshim, that when they're over the bayis atzmoy, or even that the mishtachvet, the even itself also has a heter of pegimas mashu. So he has shver. How could it be different than a vidzorish and a shtabr meilel? How could it be different than a vidzorish and a shtabr meilel? If we say that they're over even the shvarim, maybe it's going to mandame ain't over the shvarim. Kapon and the iri has very shver to shvisa shalacha. Ritva also brings in the Ravid like that. That he learns the Gemara like the Tesef that a Nifkam means Nifkam Rubai. doesn't just mean when it was nifkam mashu, means it was nifkam rubai. And the difference is the mizbeach needs to be yinotetz. It's not enough to be nifkam rubai; it has to be yinotetz rubai. The Rashi has an interesting chilik. He asks from the Mishnah Mamzayin and Mabeis, Mishnah says Sholosh Avonim Heim, Evan Shechotsu Mitchilu Bimus Arezu Asura, that an Evan that is Kavua to be a Bimus, Rashi says, the Mokam Moshe of Yitzchovim, Shemoshe Vatzelam Aleh, that Evan is Osir, and Rashi explains there because they're over the Bimus Kavu Yitzchov Matzmai, that when they make an Evan Kavua to be Moshe with Avayt Zorah on it, they go ahead and they Mishtacheve to the Bimus, just like to Avayt Zorah itself. So Mele, the Evan itself, has an Issa of Avodah Zarah. So the Rashba asks, over here we're saying not that way. Over here we're saying that the Bimus is only Asr because of Meshamshim. It's only Asr as Meshamshim. The Rashba says that there's different types of, like called Bimusim Nevodim. There's different types of Bimusim, you can't be Medame. He says there's a Bimus that the Avodah Zarah is Munach on it, they take the Tzelem and they put it on it. That is, that's just a Meshamish of the Avodah Zarah. That their mishtachve agav the avodah zarah. Shainkin says a bimus that the guf of avodah zarah is not on it. It's just a place for them to be over to the chama or the mazolis. So then that bimus is just a stand to be a center to be over on. That's only a mishamish and it doesn't become agav. It doesn't become part of the avodah zarah that they should be mishtachve to it. Agav the avodah zarah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.